Blackstone Audio presents The White Monkey and A Silent Wooing by John Galsworthy. Part 1, Chapter 1. Promenade. Coming down the steps of Snooks Club, so nicknamed by George Forsyth in the 80s, on that momentous mid-October afternoon of 1922, Sir Lawrence Mont, 9th Baronet, set his fine nose towards the east wind and moved his thin legs with speed. Political by birth rather than by nature, he reviewed the revolution which had restored his party to power, with a detachment not devoid of humour. Passing the Remove Club, he thought, "Some sweating into shoes there. No more confection dishes. A woodcock, without trimmings, for a change." The captains and the kings had departed from Snooks before he entered it, for he was not of that catchpenny crew now paid off, no, sir. Fellows who turned their tails on the land the moment the war was over, pah! But for an hour he had listened to echoes, and his lively, twisting mind, embedded in deposits of the past, sceptical of the present, and of all political protestations and pronouncements, had recorded with amusement the confusion of patriotism and personalities left behind by the fateful gathering. Like most landowners, he distrusted doctrine. If he had a political belief, it was a tax on wheat. And so far as he could see, he was now alone in it. But then he was not seeking election. In other words, his principle was not in...